Sounds very useful. And talking about blocking things, Dave, blocking electrical flow through materials.
Yes, you may have heard of superconductors. They've been around for 100 years. They're materials which, if you cool them down far enough, the electrons sort of join up and form quantum objects or Cooper pairs. Something suddenly loses all of its electrical resistance and they can carry large currents with no energy losses. So
that's how brain scanners work to a certain extent, isn't it? MRI scanners.
You can make very large electromagnets with them. Because if an electric current flows around them, it'll keep flowing forever. And you use a huge electric magnet, which doesn't need any power at all. So they're in MRI scanners, and the LHC in CERN is using big ones. Now, Christoph Strunk in Regensburg University in Germany and associates have found a theoretically very similar state of matter called a superinsulator. Now, normal insulators are good at stopping current, but you'll always get a little current flowing through them. You can never absolutely stop it. It'll be minute, but there'll always be some there. But a superconductor will actually completely stop all current flowing through them. They made their superinsulator by cooling a very thin film of titanium nitride down to below 70,000ths of a degree above absolute zero. So
it's not very workable for your average kind of iPod then.
So not going to be a major, not going to be in general use yet. But they are, they've made it by producing lots of little puddles of superconductors. And they kind of interacted in such a way as they completely stopped any current flowing in the same.
So this is the perfect insulator.
So it's a perfect insulator. In theory, you could make a battery by just putting a layer of this insulator, putting a little charge on one side, positive charge on one side, negative charge on the other, and it would never flow through. And so your battery, if you didn't take the charge out, it would stay charged for hundreds of years. But it has to stay below 70 millikelvin, so 70 thousandth of a degree above absolute zero.
But scientists are now looking at materials that can work with these special properties at higher and higher temperatures. So is the aim now to use the kind of clues they've got from this, but to work on newer materials that will work at a more practical temperatures?
I mean, the superconductors now work to about minus 200 degrees centigrade, which is really hot. So hopefully they could move it up. And it may just be an interesting thing to look at. You never know what might come out of it.
Never know indeed. Thanks, Dave. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Victoria. In a second, we're going to be tackling Beth's question about why snakes can't poison themselves or each other to a certain extent. If you've got a question for The Naked Scientist, email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.